This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inshallah, we were going to continue the book of Ibn Qayyim, inshallah. I remember Sundays we were doing fiqh, but there's been requests to kind of move forward with this book, inshallah. So we'll continue with this book on Sundays and Thursdays, inshallah, until we conclude bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So we left off, bismillah wa salatu wa salamu wa ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. So we left off talking about two primary things that the servant should have in order to, when they go, when they yasiru ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they're traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's two things that they should remember, two things that we should consider that increases our humility, if you will. And who remembers those two things to remember, to think about? And it brings you back to your perspective as a servant to Allah, and it makes you humble. What is it?
Thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also regret about our sins.
Yes, he said thankful to Allah, and but that thankfulness is a result of something that we should think about. The blessings. Remembering the blessings that he's given. Mushahadat al-minna. Witnessing the blessings that he's given you. And the result of that should result in what, ultimately?
Love.
Exactly. Jazakumullah khair. Hub. The love of Allah. And the second one was what? What you mentioned? Our sins. Yani mutala'atu 'ayb an-nafs wal 'amal. To witness the deficiencies in ourselves and in our actions. Right? Our desires and then the actions that may result in those desires. And from that result should result in what? That's the first one, the love and fear. That's the first one. Yes. Adhul. Lowering yourself, humility. Right. With those two things, inshallah, one will be, inshallah, successful. And they should always go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those two. And then he talked about al-ubudiyah, servitude, revolves around two things, which is complete love and complete debasement, which we talked about. And the origin of that are those two things that we mentioned. Then he goes on here, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says, وَإِنَّمَا يَسْتَقِيمُ لَهُ هَذَا بِاسْتِقَامَةِ قَلْبِهِ وَجَوَارِحِهِ فَاسْتِقَامَةُ الْقَلْبِ بِشَيْئَيْنِ. He says here, verily, يَسْتَقِيمَ لَهُ هَذَا. So, what we just mentioned will be upright and straight and firm and strong and solid with these two things. So Ibn Qayyim, he's putting you on like a chain, a tasalsul fikri. It's a tasalsul fikri, like he's taking you one place and he's bringing you to somewhere else. This will not be happen except with this. Right? So now he's saying that this complete love and complete debasement of the self, which was a result of witnessing the blessings and also witnessing your deficiencies. Right? This complete love and complete debasement of the self can only happen with these two things, which he's about to mention now. Okay? He says, وَإِنَّمَا يَسْتَقِيمَ لَهُ هَذَا بِاسْتِقَامَةِ قَلْبِهِ وَجُوَارِهِ. So يَسْتَقِيمَ لَهُ هَذَا. So these two things become complete, the love and the debasement. بِاسْتِقَامَةِ قَلْبِهِ وَجُوَارِهِ. With the complete uprightness of the heart and the limbs. فَاسْتِقَامَةُ الْقَلْبِ. Now he's about to talk about the uprightness of the heart, the strength of the heart, or the heart being on the صراط المستقيم. استقامة مستقيم. Straight path, upright, solid, not falling victim to any of the pathways of shaitan. He said, أَحَدِهِمَا أَن تَكُونُ مَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى تَتَقَدَّمُ عِنْدَهُ عِنْدَ جَمِيعِ الْمَحَابِ. That the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preferred over every other love. So notice how Ibn al-Qayyim acknowledges what? What does he acknowledge here? There are other loves. So the other loves that you have is not impermissible. Some of them are tabi'i, and tabi'i means natural. The love that we have for our children, the love that we have for respect, the love that we have for our relatives, for our family, right? Our lineage. This love that we have. But Allah says, Ibn al-Qayyim says, that one of the signs of the firm, upright heart is that the love of Allah is preferred over any other love that you may have. That's the first thing. And he says, فَإِذَا تَعَارَضَ حُبُّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَحُبُّ غَيْرِهِ سَبَقَ حُبُّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى حُبَّ مَا سِوَى. He says, فَإِذَا تَعَارَضَ. If any other type of love was to contradict or to come in combat, or to come in competition with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preferred over any other type of love. حُبَّ مَا سِوَى. So the ta'ala, حُبَّ اللَّهِ ta'ala. So if there's any contradiction, so if, for instance, the love of a certain person, and he even talks about this in another book, where he talks about حُبُّ النِّسَى, he talks about the love of women, and how the love of women, a man can get to the level of worshipping a woman, because they prefer her over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They prefer what she wants over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the danger of emotions, that if the emotions are not in line, or if they are not controlled, because when we say the word emotions, that could fall into what we call the nafs, the spirit, the soul, desires, love, emotions, the type of desire. If it is not modified, controlled, then it could lead one to worship other than Allah. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you not seen the person that has taken their desires as their Lord? Their desires as their Lord. The fact that we have a desire is not a sin. It's how you use that desire to benefit you. Money in and of itself is not a sin. It's not a bad thing, but how you use it. So in this way, he says that if the love of Allah and the love of other than Allah were to be contradictory or to have differences with one another, then the love of Allah is preferred. فَرُتِّبَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ مُقْتَلَى. وَمَا أَسْهَلَ هَذَا بِالدَّعْوَى وَمَا أَصْعَبَهُ بِالْفِعْلِ. And he says here, subhanAllah, he says, how easy is this? And this is easy to say, but how hard is it to do, to really actualize it? Right? And then he says, فَعِنْدَ الْإِمْتِهَانِ يُكْرَمُ الْمَرْءُ أَوْ يُهَانِ. He says, and with the test, the imtihan, يُكْرَمُ الْمَرْءُ. The individual is regarded as noble, or they are regarded as someone that is lowly, that is debased. Yuhan, yani ihana, is something that is not regarded at all. Like you call a floor mat something that is muhan, yani hayyin, something that is not considered and at a lofty position. So with the test of Allah is where you will determine your loftiness or your lowness, how low you are. Not low from the aspect of lowering yourself, but from the status of Allah and what you prefer that is loved. Then he goes on to say, rahimahullah, وَمَا أَكْثَرَ مَا يُقَدِّمُ الْعَبْدُ مَا يُحِبُّهُ هُوَ وَيَهْوَى. He says, how much of a time, مَا أَكْثَرَ. So it is so many times that the servant prefers what he loves and what he desires. مَا يُحِبُّهُ وَيَهْوَى. أَوْ يُحِبُّهُ كَبِيرُهُ. Or what his elder loves. أَوْ أَمِيرُهُ أَوْ شَيْخُهُ أَوْ أَهْلُهُ. Or what his sheikh, or what his leader, or what his family loves. Then he says, عَلَى مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He says, how often is it that the person prefers what he loves and desires, or what his sheikh, or his family, or amir, or his elder loves over what Allah loves. You understand? So he's making this, he's bringing the reality. فَهَذَا لَمْ تَتَقَدَّمْ مَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي قَلْبِهِ جَمِيعِ الْمَحَابِ. He said, this one does not prefer the love of Allah. In his heart, he does not prefer the love of Allah over all of the other things that he or she loves. He says, وَلَا كَانَتْ هِيَ الْحَاكِمَةَ عَلَيْهَا الْمُؤَمَّرَةَ عَلَيْهَا. And then he goes even a little deeper to tell you really what the love is. He says, and the love of Allah is not the one that is the ultimate judge and is the one that dictates what he does, basically, or what the heart prefers, or what the heart chooses, or decides, or leans towards. It is rather what, basically, your elder, your family, your all of these forms of creation leans towards. He says, وَسُنَّةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي مَنْ هَذَا شَأْنُهُ أَنْ يُنَكَّدَهُ أَنْ يُنَكِّدَ عَلَيْهِ مَحَابَهُ وَيُنَغِّصَهَا عَلَيْهِ. And then he says here, and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any individual that is of this type is أَنْ يُنَكِّدَ عَلَيْهِ مَحَابَهُ, that the mahab, the yunakid is to be worried or to have some type of hardship, to make this something that is worrisome upon them or a disturbance, mahabu wa yunaghisaha alayhi, and make this some form of a disturbance upon this person, because this person is preferring Allah subhanahu wa that over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fala yanalu shay'an minha illa bi nakdin aw tanghisin. So the individual will not reach anything except hardship and disturbance from the fact that they prefer these people, places, or things. They love them more than they love Allah. So in other words, those things will be the ultimate thing that affect you more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prefers. And he says here, جَزَاءً لَهُ عَلَىٰ إِثَارِ هَوَاهُ وَهَوَاهُ مَنْ يُعَظِّمُهُ وَهَوَى مَنْ يُعَظِّمُهُ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ أَوْ يُحِبُّهُ عَلَى مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ. So Ibn Qayyim is basically saying, look, basically what you are preferring over Allah, that is going to be your source of disturbance, your source of worry and hardship. And he says, and the reward is for the one that, عَلَى إِثَارِ هَوَاهُ جَزَاءً, and that is going to be the reward for the one that desires or leans towards what they desire from what they make great from the creation. مَا يُعَظِّمُهُ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ. Oh, what they love upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's basically saying that all of these things here is going to be the source of that which ultimately moves you because you prefer it over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ قَضَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قَضَاءً لَا يُرَدُّ وَلَا يُدْفَعُ أَنَّ مَنْ أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا سِوَاهُ عُذِّبَ بِهِ وَلَا بُدِّ. He says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated a legislation that cannot be rejected. Basically, that this is something that has been legislated and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, dare we say, predestined it. That أَنَّ مَنْ أَحَبَّ شَيْئًا سِوَاهُ عُذِّبَ بِهِ. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, whoever loves something other than Allah can ultimately be punished by that thing. Right? Primary example. I remember when we were in high school, middle school. How many are familiar with Romeo and Juliet? Let me mention Romeo and Juliet in the masjid, but you know, just to paint the picture. Romeo and Juliet. Who remembers Romeo and Juliet? Oh, brother, yeah, really act like y'all know. The imam knows Romeo and Juliet, okay? So now you can raise your hands. It's fine. It's okay. What was the story of Romeo and Juliet? How did it end? I don't mean to, you know, mess up the movie or whatever, but it's okay.
Death of both the lovers.
Sorry?
Death of
both of them, right? So one of them thought, I forgot how it ended, but one acted like they were dead because they wanted to go off and live with each other and every happy ever after because they were both in love with each other. Romeo was in love with Juliet. Juliet was in love with Romeo. They had a desiring love and, you know, the people weren't, you know, they weren't pleased with it. So they wanted to act like they died. And once everyone thought that they died, they would leave off into the wilderness and love each other for the rest of their life, right? So Romeo, I think Juliet thought that Romeo was dead, but Romeo was acting like he was dead. So when Juliet thought he was dead, she killed herself to be with Romeo. So love conquers all, right? In Islam, la. There's no form of creation that I will love over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Period. That is my rubric. That is my purpose of life, is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. What Allah loves. How many times in that just how many times have I had sisters come in the office? Wallahi Sheikh, my husband has been praying for how many years? My husband hasn't been praying. My husband doesn't do, is that grounds for divorce? Ma ra'yukum? What do y'all think? No? Not grounds for divorce. Yes? No? Yes? Anyone else? Absolutely. Absolutely grounds for divorce. Kif. But if 5 years he hasn't been... So when is she, how long is she going to wait? She has a right. She has a right. And number two is, if she's reached a point to where she's asking that question. It's not like he didn't pray on Thursday. Khalas, Friday, Yom al-Jum'ah, I'm Shaykh the Sheikh. I'm going to go. No, it's been maybe a year, 2 years. One sister told me it's almost 10 years. He hasn't been praying. But I love him. So does your 10-year-old child that's not praying. When does it, where's the rubric? So this is the thing. So when we see, okay, the husband isn't praying for 10-something years, but he's well respected amongst the jama'ah, amongst our culture, amongst our people. When we go back home, everyone loves him. What do we really love? And that's where Ibn Qayyim is basically saying here, as the hadith Prophet said, "Man ahabba shay'an siwallahu 'udhiba bihi." Whatever you love other than Allah, then that will be your ultimate source of not punishment or anguish, or that is what really yuharrika qalbak. That's what's really going to affect you. And that is a problem. Each and every single one of us should look at right now. What thing do we love to where if that thing was absent, gone, or something was to happen to it, it would affect us more than something that Allah loves that we don't feel anything? You understand my question? That is a self-evaluation that we should always have. And this is why, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the dunya in a low position. The Muslim should not indulge in this worldly life to the degree that they forget about Allah. Meaning, that they forget about what Allah has legislated from Islam. So if someone is so involved in work, if someone is so involved in fulfilling their passion, and they say, you know what, I can't pray now because I'm doing this. That this is a part of the dunya. Praying is something you do in the dunya for the akhirah. Praying is what Allah loves. Praying, therefore he legislated it. Make no mistake, brothers and sisters. Whatever Allah has legislated in the religion, he loves it. Whatever he says is wajib, obligatory, he loves it. Whatever he recommends for you to do, he loves it. Whatever he says is not allowed, he doesn't what? He doesn't love it. Question. What if your parents or friends or whatever orders you to do something that Allah doesn't love? This is the ultimate test. Countless verses in the Quran, countless hadith in the Sunnah that speak about this. Right? وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِيَ شَيْئًا فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the parents. He says, and if your two parents order you to do something, or order you to worship other than Allah, then what does Allah say? Do not obey them. At the same time, in other verses, numerous other verses, he says, worship Allah and be sincere towards him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. And to with the two parents, be good. So is there a contradiction when the parents say, you have to be good to me, but then they say, well, you don't pray. It's time to go to sleep. Time to go to bed. Don't pray. Oh, 17-year-old. You don't have to pray. Frajr, we don't wake them up. It's okay. When he wakes up, he wakes up. If he prays, he prays. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It's too early. What does Allah love? See, this is the final frame. This is the real question. This is where we constantly have to. And all of this is a jihad and nafs. This is a struggle against the self as a parent to wake your child up. Your child has a test. Tayyib. Your child has a test, has to go to bed early. He hasn't prayed Isha. What choice are you going to make? If he doesn't study, he's going to fail. if the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَقُلْ لَوْ فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحَ بَابَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. He said, and don't say, if this happened, this happened, for verily that opens a door to shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created Isha early. And he's the same one that made Isha late. And he's the same one that ordered Isha. So loving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves is very, very important in understanding the ramifications of that. So the Ibn al-Qayyim, he continues on and he will conclude it. He says here, وَأَنَّ مَنْ خَافَ غَيْرُهُ سُلِّطَ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever fears other than him will be overpowered by it. Will be overpowered by it. وَأَنَّ مَنْ اشْتَغَلَ بِشَيْءٍ غَيْرِهِ كَانَ شُؤْمًا عَلَيْهِ. And whoever is busy with that thing, or whoever, how would we say this? اشتغل بشيء غيره, is occupied, preoccupied by that thing. That is a shu'man. How would we translate shu'man? That would be something that is it could be a level, an object of their quote unquote misfortune for them. When we talk about tasha'am is that what you say, a bad omen, but that would be their source of what they would consider as a misfortune. وَمَنْ أَثَرَ غَيْرُهُ عَلَيْهِ لَمْ يُبَارَكْ فِيهِ. And whoever sacrifices for that thing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no barakah in it. وَمَنْ أَرْضَ غَيْرَهُ بِسَخَطِهِ أَسْخَطَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا بُدْ. And then he says here, and whoever tries to please other than Allah with the dislike of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that thing or person dislike him, and that is labud. And this is something that will take place. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about that. Yani the one that displeases the people, and they know that is what displeases Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the people displeased with him. You understand? This is very important as well. And this, brothers and sisters, this is what Ibn al-Qayyim said in the beginning. وَمَا أَسْهَلَ هَذَا بِالدَّعْوَةِ. And this is easy to say, but it is difficult to do when you're at work. It is difficult to do when you're amongst, you know, people that you respect from your lineage, right? When you want to do something, you want to get up and pray or something of this nature, it requires you to dig deep in yourself and to have a level of integrity. And that's, you have to ask yourself these core questions. Basic, we all know this, but it's a basic question that we have to continuously review. What do I really love? What do I really love? And how do I show what I love? Because if not, I want to please this person by doing something that I know Allah doesn't love. But what Allah easily mentions, we easily know that Allah can make that person displeased with me, and he will be displeased with me because I tried to please that person for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing that Ibn al-Qayyim talks about here when he talks about istiqamat al-qalb. When he says the first thing that the upright, that makes the heart upright, the first one is for the love of Allah to be preferred over every other love. And then he moves on to the second one we'll cover inshallah on Thursday bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The second thing that makes the heart firm is, which is making Allah great subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes into that in depth inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that love him more than we love anything else. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that allow this love to shine through our actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that do not fear any form of creation if that results in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-khiyar. Anyone have any questions or comments? Jazakum Allahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.